Classic Hits 99.7 KFRC. It's Cammie and Dean here this morning.
Hey, still to come, your chance to win tickets to the huge Beatle movie extravaganza happening all weekend long at the Castro Theater. Speaking of theaters, Patton Oswalt just walked in. He's totally geeking out with Pete Crooks about film noir movies.
Yes, Pete Crooks is a big fan. Big fan.
Big fan of Patton, fan of film noir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And westerns.
Yeah.
And westerns.
So, and gay male porn.
We got it all. We'll cover it all.
It's covered right here. We'll do that coming up. But first news, Mark Nieto, good morning.
Oh, sure. Now it's my turn after that. 801-99.7 KFRC-FM, San Francisco. I'm Mark Nieto. Here is what's going on.
It's 8:11. Cammie and Dean on this Friday.
And Patton Oswalt is here. You got Cobbs all weekend long?
Yes. Tonight and tomorrow night, 8 and 10:15.
And
then
Sunday, little special show.
Sunday, I'll be out in Oakland at the AK Press Anarchist Lefty Pinko Homo Commie Book Collective. AK Press. Very nice people, actually. I just had to put in actually, like I just slammed these poor guys. It's a really cool bookstore. You can come out. We're going to have, it's an afternoon tea with me and some friends.
But I'm sure if you're at Cobbs, you could order tea, couldn't you?
Yeah, but they're not happy about it. Whereas these guys, like, their tea is made, they shred like William Carlos Williams poems, man, and they steep them in Bukowski's tears. So come on out and have some tea at the AK Press, baby. It's gonna be groovy.
Well, it's a totally different crowd, I would imagine, than when you were at the William Shatner roast.
That would be very. Yeah, you don't get a lot of young backpackers at a Friars Club roast. For God's sakes.
How old is William Shatner now?
How old is he?
I think he's 80. 75.
He looks pretty good for 75.
Yeah, he sure does.
I think his hair's only like 10.
But yeah, that is true, yeah. Hair's only 10. So.
And he keeps getting new, younger wives, and so that keeps you young.
Exactly. That will keep you very young.
What was that like? Because those Friars roasts are crazy.
It was fun. I mean, it was just me and a lot of my friends just... You know, they cut them down. So the actual if they showed it uncut, it's so kind of train wrecky and sloppy and fun. Yeah. But it was great. I had a great time. I mean, you know, Andy Dick, of course, out of his mind and stuff like that. But it was still fun.
You're a Shatner fan, a Star Trek fan, big time.
You know, I'm a huge science fiction geek, but Star Trek was just a little bit before my time.
Ah.
You know, so that's something that I kind of missed out on, I guess. Although I will say, I was in college and I was an English major and I took a course called Physics for Poets. It was a way for the English majors to get their math credit because we don't understand numbers or anything like that.
Right.
So the professor that was teaching it was trying to reach out to us, you know, idiots. And so he did a word problem on the board. And it's a motion and distance velocity problem in physics, but he tried to dress it up so that we could link to it, I guess. And it's Captain Kirk is sitting on the bridge of the USS Enterprise. He tells Chekhov to fire the phasers. Oh. If the phaser leaves, the phaser tube going this long. You know,
it's one of those